It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.
Renee, truth or dare?
Truth.
When was the last time that you told a lie?
You mean like a little white lie?
No, I mean a lie, like really deceiving somebody.
Well, Steve, I don't know what you're insinuating, but I can't say as I make a habit of it.
Well, our next story is an investigation into the minds of people who do make a habit of lying, and it comes from NPR science correspondent Robert Krulwich, who's been working in a space he calls Radiolab. Robert Krulwich, what is Radiolab?
Well, Radiolab is a place where we explore big ideas that make us rethink ourselves and the world around us.
And you're not alone in your Radiolab, Robert.
No. Nope, he's with me.
This is Jad Abumrad. He's the creator of the show, co-host. And together we have been looking at liars.
Not ordinary liars, like not the you and me kind of liars. Yeah, but
right. There are people who lie and lie and lie.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They just can't help it. They feel this impulse that they cannot control.
Yeah, the lie just tumbles out before they can stop it.
And that is who?
Oh, that's Yaling Yan. She's a researcher at the University of Southern California.
In the Department of Psychology and Neuroscience.
Now, Robert, here's what Yaling did. She gathered together a group of subjects, put them through a series of interviews, series of tests, and was able to identify a subset that seemed to lie more often, more persistently than average.
Okay.
And so she wondered, is it just their personalities, their upbringing, or might there be something in their heads, in their brains, that could explain this lying?
Basically, we put people in the MRI scanner, and then we scan their brain.
She scanned all her subjects, the liars and the non-liars. No one knew which group they were in. And she was looking at a particular part of their brain called
the prefrontal cortex. This is the part of the brain that processes information.
This is where the real thinking happens.
Making decisions and moral judgment, for example.
Now, if you zoom into that place just behind your forehead, what you'll see are two kinds of brain tissue. You've got gray matter, and then you've got white matter.
I've heard of gray matter.
Yes, well, we think of the brain as being gray, but actually it's two things. It's gray and white. The gray stuff, you can kind of think of it as like the computer processor part.
Yeah.
It's these little clumps of neurons that process information. Like computer chips. That's the gray. Where's the white?
The white matter is like the connections between all these computers.
The white matter, in other words, is what moves the thoughts around.
Gray is where the thinking happens, and then white is when you move the thought from here to there.
Exactly.
Yes. They transfer information from one end to the other.
Okay, so you've got your gray, you've got your white. What Ya Ling thought she would see when she looked into the brains of people who lie a lot,
I thought we would see a reduction.
Just some piece of it not there.
Yeah, they're missing something.
Specifically, she thought she would find less gray stuff, less of the thinking stuff.
Why?
Because that's what she's seen in other mental disorders that are kind of like this. And if you think about it on a really simplistic level, the gray is where you think your thoughts. And it's also, among other things, where you crunch your moral calculations. Mm. And liars, she figured, have trouble in this department, so maybe they have less gray. That was her notion.
Okay.
But when she got the pictures back, what she saw was
such a great increase. It's
more. And not the gray.
More white matter.
More white stuff. A lot more.
25%, it's like a quarter.
So they have 25% more connections in their head than non-liars?
Yes.
Before we get to what that means, what were you thinking when you saw this?
I thought this was something.
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 Something. Here's her idea so far. You ready?
Yes.
She thinks that these extra connections play a crucial role in a kind of in-the-moment storytelling. That's essentially what lying is, coming up with a story on the fly. Let me give you an example, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're leaving work, you're walking down the hall, you go into the elevator, and an annoying but nice coworker corners you.
Oh, hey, Sally.
Corners you in the elevator.
Hey.
Asks you out.
You know, I've been meaning to ask, you maybe want to go out with me on Friday?
So there you are. Questions dangling in the air.
Do you want to go out with me on Friday?
For most of us, right at that moment inside our head and our brains, we're thinking,
crap. Oh, shoot.
Oh, say you're busy.
But with what? What are you doing?
What are you busy with? Think. And you're just like reaching out into the void, trying to form a connection with some idea that can help you come up with some excuse.
I could say,
I
can't think of
right, really, what you need to do at this moment is you have to take a bunch of disparate thoughts on different sides of your brain, like, me tonight, teeth, dentist and connect them all together.
I'm having some late night dental work.
Like that.
Okay.
We can all do it, given enough time. But for these people who lie a lot, she thinks that because they have so many more of these connections to begin with, they get there faster.
My mom is visiting that night. I'm meeting a friend for sushi. I'm performing in the circus Friday Night Book Club. Ice hockey practice.
Yoga.
I have to polish the silver. I've got chemo.
Like, the more connections.
Sorry, beekeeping.
The faster the speed of the processing. You can jump from one idea to another, and you can come up with more random stories.
She thinks that in the brains of most of us, we have trouble making those connections.
Would you have trouble if I said to you, like, come on, go out with me on Friday night? Would you not be able to come up with a wowzer?
I would say, yeah, I have to
count straws. See, 13 night is straw counting. We have about 316 straws so far, and I'm only doing ones with little red circles on them. So that's 13 night. Sorry. Like, I don't know where this comes from. It just happened.
See, you've got extra white matter, perhaps.
So she's saying this is a cause of lying or an effect of lying?
She's not sure, and this is a big debate. Hmm. What she can say is that children, as they grow?
Yeah, from age 2 to age 10, there is a big jump in their white matter. And that's actually the same age that they develop the skill to lie.
Yaoling has good reason to be thinking about how brains develop because she's a new mom. Is this your first kid?
Yes, it's my first one.
A boy or girl?
A girl.
Doesn't it make you wonder a little bit about what's going on inside her head?
Oh, yes. I wonder about that all the time. It's still too early to scan her brain, but eventually I will do it.
Are you serious?
Yes.
This is a moral to this. Never, if you're a little baby, have a social psychiatrist as a mother. It's a very, very dangerous thing. Anyway, if she does this, maybe we'll know a little bit more about the nature and nurture of liars.
That's Robert Krowich.
She's Not Lying.
And Jad Abumrad.
That's the truth.
And they are part of Radiolab, a production of WNYC.
For Nothing But the Truth on Lying and the World of Radiolab, go to npr.org.